people, this is Dr. Tony with the Crooked Spine Show. Today we interview Ross Lockwood, the owner of Back to Work. What his company does is on-site massage and also business events too. His experience picking a massage therapist nationally, not just in California, helps us understand how to pick our own massage therapist personally. What he talks about is their personality, their experience. With his own example too of one of his patients where he had them from going to find for disability, almost retiring from their work, to now more of a healthy lifestyle, still working and enjoying the quality of life. Okay, there's about a good maybe 10 topics that I highlight in our overall show notes. But listen to his overall podcast and how he goes through his process to where realize it's a process. When you do massage, it takes time to get better. Okay, it's not gonna happen with massage therapy, but also it allows you to get healthy over time as you change your overall habits, so you maintain that and develop over time to a better quality of life and also better work environment and not as grouchy as some people are. All right, so listen to this podcast and I'll see you after the wrap up.
Set, we're good.
Okay, we are live at the Crooked Spine Show. I am Dr. Tony Rakovic. This is Ross, owner of Onset Massage. Back to Work Onset Massage, a Facebook page. And with your company, you started again when? How long ago?
In 2000.
So in 2000, why did you start this company? What was your purpose of this?
I had been working in the massage industry for a long time, working for the Ritz-Carlton, for other chiropractic offices. What I found was...
Because it's a cheapy mic, so sorry.
So I'm working in the industry for years. I can see that this massage therapy is doing great work for people, but back in 2000, it was still kind of a rarefied thing. People had to come to a spa. There weren't little boutique places on every corner.
You had to pay a high dollar for it, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a lot of marble to pay for in those places, okay. Yes. So I decided I wanted to bring these services to people. I thought, well, where are people? Most people are at work. So I developed a business where I'm coming into offices. I'm going to where people are, bringing the service to them. And that was really the basis of it.
Fantastic. And when you started that, going from a massage therapist, how do you market that versus just your own personal business or own personal services? What did you end up doing? Back in 2000, so you're talking about before Facebook, before websites, probably, in my sense, Yellow Pages, probably. What did you do? What did we do
with that? It was really about giving it away.
Fantastic.
Doing chair massage at different events, different charity events, wherever I could. You get people in the chair, they experience what the work is, you've got them 90% of the way there, and you get into the conversation about how this therapy benefits people and how it can kind of go anywhere with the chair. You can kind of take this anywhere. And then people say, oh, well, you know what, I have this company and I'd love to have you come in. And that's how the ball kind of gets rolling.
So it's more of going to shows, physically going one-on-one, spending the time and energy to do that, and just kind of seeing what works, see what didn't work. That was it.
Absolutely. That gets the ball rolling, gets the word of mouth going.
That's great. And from 2000, when did you start seeing a build? Did it take a couple years? Did it take 3 or 4 years? What was your growth period?
I really don't remember the timeline exactly, but I did have a bit of a stumbling block in that really I was marketing Ross Lockwood Massage Therapist a long time before it was Back to Work On-Site Massage.
When do you switch over to more of the company versus just Ross Lockwood?
Just about the time we went on to the national market, which was about 6 years ago. We got a call from Southwest Airlines to do chair massage for an event at Ontario Airport. And we finished up. I had brought in one of my therapists to do the job with me. And the organizer said, thank you so much. I organize these events all around the country. And sometimes we can't find a massage therapist to do the chair massage. Sometimes they booked it and then they don't show, or they show up and they're not that great. You guys were so professional. We just loved you. And I just kind of took a leap of faith and said, well, you know, I could handle those for you if you'd like.
Fantastic.
And the next day there were 6 dates in 6 different states, and I went about the business of developing how I find the best therapists in any city around the country.
And taking a step back, when you had that phone call from Southwest Airlines, what built up to that? How did you get that referral? How did you get your number? Because that's the hard work that
involved. That was just luck of the draw. It was an internet search. They found me.
But you did all the work beforehand. As some people know, some people don't know, it takes time to build up that routine that I'm going to this show, that I'm going to put this on the internet. I have my site up. I'm going to deal with everything 24/7 to get that phone call.
Absolutely.
I never call it luck because you did the work and because you followed through too.
And I think a lot of it is also client reviews.
Huge.
Everybody now is, posting. Almost no one's going to do anything without looking at what other people have said about the quality of your work. So having those great reviews out there certainly helps, for sure.
Well, back in 2000, 6 years ago, so that's going to be 2001, 2002, right? So where were your reviews back then? Where do you have reviews?
Mostly on Yelp.
Okay. So Yelp was still big back then,
yeah.
Right?
Good.
And that's where most of my reviews are too, still. A lot of it since then, you mentioned finding good quality massage therapists from other cities for Southwest. What's your criteria? Because it kind of helps people, some looking for a massage. Okay, am I getting a good therapist? Is it going to be not a good one? What? How do you rate that? What do you end up doing? That's the whole topic I was thinking about when coming here, is how do you find them?
I think that is the most important topic, for sure. Because not all therapists, like anything, like chiropractors, are not created equal. I personally, it's possible that a therapist may come straight out of school and they're excellent. They really know their stuff, they're doing great work, but really the timeline is kind of a therapist comes out of massage school, they've done their training, and now they need to get in to the workforce and get a bunch of massages under their belt to really learn how the ins and outs and how to read a client. That's the most important thing. So for me, for instance, I'm looking for therapists who are in what I would consider like a sweet spot of, they've been working in the industry for probably at least 3 years.
That's nothing.
10 years.
Easy.
Now, I know that they've really kind of learned how to apply what they've learned in school. Also, it's about, can they present in a professional manner? Because a lot of what we're doing, it reflects on the client that's hired us. If we're hired to do a trade show or we're hired to go into a business, we have to be able to present professionally. You might be a great massage therapist, but if you show up to the job barefoot, that's not presenting in a professional manner necessarily. And then also it's about personality, You need the right personality, somebody that can really connect. There are some therapists that are, they're fine in a spa environment, but especially when you're going out there and you're doing chair massage,
get your personalities all day long.
And you got to be gregarious, you got to be able to connect, you got to be able to start the conversation with people to find out about them, find out what they do in their daily life. That's going to help lead you to, okay, so you work on a computer all day, so I can assume that potentially you're going to have problems with that right shoulder, the mouse arm, being extended too far out. You start drawing the line between what they're doing, what becomes the catalyst for whatever imbalance they have.
So what's their workspace like? What's their home life like? How much do they drive all day? Like you mentioned, on a computer all day or in the field, then that point will dictate what areas you can almost focus on for the massage. And again, it's their quick massage in an office to give them a good sense, okay, this is how it's gonna work. Give them why they have to get the benefit of massage by doing it routinely once you get initial touch to their body for the right purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're trying, most people will come in and they might have an area that has aches and pains, but getting in there, you can really evaluate. The thing I hear most often is like, oh my goodness, I had no idea that was a situation until you got in and started working on it.
And you connect the dots too, okay, because of your workstation, because of your lifestyle, this is why you're having this.
Absolutely, and that's, to me, as important as the massage work, is the component of educating the client, getting them to turn that focus. They're out here thinking about, I got the kids, I got the work, I got the bills, I got the this, that. They very rarely turn the focus inward, and it's about being responsible in taking some time to turn that focus inward to take care of yourself so that you can be there for the kids, so you can be your best at work, all of that.
When your quality of life is going to be huge, and your does it affect their attitude also when they're not in pain or sore or have issues with their body?
Absolutely. I try to motivate clients to make small incremental changes in what they're doing, to really look at their situation and remove this factor or change this behavior that's creating a negative outcome. One of the big motivators is, you know, if you have headaches all day, you've got neck aches, and you're in discomfort at work, you're probably not going to be able to give your best there. So are you going to climb that ladder as fast as the person next to you who is in great shape, who's firing on all cylinders, that they're really getting in there and getting it, as opposed to the person that's just trying to get through the day, Tylenol to Tylenol to Tylenol, you know?
Well, and that's why we're collaborating this video too, realizing that when people have more flexibility, more relaxed muscles, your joints move better. When they move better, they produce basically a neurological response to the brain. I've gotten this many, many times. Neurological response to the brain. The brain produces chemistry to your adrenals. Adrenals produce the hormones to keep your body healthy and strong and relaxed. So when your body's healthy, strong, and relaxed, you fire at the highest level, your brain stays relaxed. Your brain has the ability to bring information in, not be affected by stressors everyday life, and be able to react in a positive attitude. So when you have that, you have the self-confidence, you have the self-esteem. Maybe you're 4 years old, 10 years old, or 30, 40 years old, to function at your highest level. You can do that. It just takes time to get there. With massage, what I've seen in my office too, is realizing that complements what I'm doing. I move bones, I'm a chiropractor. But with what Ross does, he gets the muscles to relax so I can move the bones. He breaks up scar tissue from previous injuries, so you actually can do things, can work out again, you can move, you can do yoga again without causing a re-injury or a problem where you might have to have surgery also. So do you have a lot of people that are dealing with medical conditions that sometimes are trying to see you to alleviate that naturally?
Say that again?
With like, for example, someone recovering from an injury, maybe a car accident, a sports injury, whatever it might be, do you see people for that too?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And what's a good client example of that? Without bringing names. Protect the innocent, my friend.
Let's see. I had a client who, okay.
Yeah.
She's an editor in movie TV industry.
Okay.
And editors will spend, it's not uncommon to spend 10, 15 hours a day at their editing bay. They work. It's such a difficult industry. When I met her, she was literally like about to go out on disability, and you can't really do that in that industry because there's a long line of people waiting to take your place as soon as you go out. So she's worked so hard to get to this point, but doing this work for long periods of time, stuck in one position, it's created all of this inflammation that has now become pain, numbness, specifically pain for her, real problems. So we go in, we start doing massage work to bring down the inflammation in particular areas, neck, shoulders, around the brachial plexus, all of that. Lots of pain down the arm. We start addressing the physical situations with the massage. Then we're looking at her work environment and we're creating a different habit, not a totally life-changing habit, but small incremental changes that she can put into place in what she's doing already that are going to be healthier for her. Like, she has an alarm set at the top of the hour, every hour. She can't really go away from work, but she can get up out of her seat and move around and do some small neck shoulder stretches. That helps to bring down the inflammation that's been building up throughout the day, being sedentary. Being sedentary is, you know, it's just so many physical problems that are created by being too sedentary, and almost everybody is a bit too sedentary.
I completely agree too, not to stop your story for a second, is when people don't move and they're stuck like this, your lower back, your upper back, too, everything tenses up. There's no blood flow. There's no motion. So you have, like Ross was saying, get up once an hour, move around, just go walk to the water cooler, maybe grab a glass of water, come back, walk around the building if you have time, okay? And if you're causing motioning, I talked about a minute ago, is your body relaxes internally, so you come back refreshed. You come back ready to go. If you stay with that tension, your body starts shutting down and wearing down quickly, where if I tense my arm the whole time, is it wears itself down even if I'm not moving it. It wears down. So by causing motion, going back to your story, she's able to get some relief. So what was the next step with her increment steps?
So it was really a combination of repeatedly doing the massage work, addressing a lot of the catalysts within her work day to help her start to back out of this situation that she had built herself into.
Okay.
So we're creating healthier habits, healthier practices.
Okay.
So little by little, the desperation of the pain, each time I would see her, and I only got to see her once a week, would go down a little bit, you know, and we find the things that really, really worked for her. And eventually we were able to kind of work her back to a point where she wasn't in pain all of the time. You know, it was putting those processes in place that as long as you keep them in place, you're going to keep getting the benefits of them. You're sort of keeping yourself from creating the negative.
Well, you mentioned a second ago, healthy habits, you keep those routinely. I can ask someone to exercise for a week and they may feel better for a couple of days, even worse because you're just building it up. If you keep it for weeks at a time, months at a time, then the long-term benefit, now they can tolerate the stressors they've had, say, 3 or 4 months ago, it's still going to be there, but now they can tolerate that. And you built that with her, for example. And once a week from you would be minimal. I'd want to recommend 2-3 times a week with her to get her under control first and then her see the light. When does she start feeling better, feeling calm, okay, this is working? How long did it take her at the minimum once a week?
You know, probably after, I would assume, after the 4th time we were in there.
Four weeks.
She was feeling immediate relief every time she got massage.
Okay.
But really it was about getting that massage, addressing the denser tissues, how the soft tissues were disproportionately taxing the skeletal structure, which ended up becoming nerve pain. But it was really about getting those healthier habits in place and letting them start to work, and it just took some time for those overall, that level of inflammation in the body to start to decrease. You know, it took her a long time to get to that point where she was at. I always tell my clients, it took you a long time to get to where you're at.
Well, she was stressed. Was going to go on disability.
Right. She was in so much pain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes a while to change that, you know, with chiropractic, with massage, with whatever you're doing. With diet and exercise, you know, you don't start a diet and then expect huge results a week
later.
Next day,
I stop that cheeseburger. Tomorrow, I should lose 10 pounds. Not gonna happen.
And I don't even like the term diet. It's your lifestyle. It's how you.
Huge.
You know, it's.
Well, with her too, being so stressed, how long did it take her to relax? A lot of people can't relax during the massage. What did it take her to get to where she could feel? Okay, I trust Ross, we're on the same page, I'm seeing some benefit, now to relax to get that deeper benefit.
I'd say again, it was about a month when she started.
It's about 4 weeks.
About 4 weeks
takes a long time.
Is where she really started, she was implementing things, I guess she was just at a place where she was ready to try something different, anything, and putting some of those healthier habits into place, and then we were talking about diet as well, you know, there are foods that are going to create more inflammation and there are foods that are going to help your body to deal with that, and getting her moving in all of those directions a little bit, you know, she started to see results. And as soon as she started to see results, then she was in.
Well, then once you have that confidence where, okay, seeing some benefit, what else can I do? That's what I love patients to ask me. Okay, I've started the stretches you want me to do. My back's feeling better. What else can I do? Go, great, now I got them. I got them to see, now I can change other parts of my life, not just coming into my office or getting a massage is going to be my overall once a week benefit. It's not going to work. But what do you change your lifestyle so your overall body sees that benefit and you get the results down the line by changing your habits? And you maintain results down the line by maintaining those habits over a period of months and years. And keeping it simple. You don't have to spend $1,000 every month on supplements, on oils, on a high-end gym and one-on-one training. You have to keep life simple because life is quick. We're in a rat race every day, right?
Absolutely.
So how do some people survive a rat race and feel great by the day? They're still smiling. Some people go home and like, God dang, I have to do this again tomorrow. It's only Monday. But how do you separate that? Those people that are doing well, they found a way to hack the system, one way to say it, so they feel good every day. And with massage, it's huge. It's, I do massage about twice a month. I try to get an hour massage, but that relief from that, even though I work out and stretch and do what I talk about in these videos, I still see relief. Because there's a benefit when I'm not moving, someone else can move my joints, move my muscles at a deeper rate than me just stretching my muscle over. So realize, by getting massage, I think that's the biggest benefit. Someone else is helping you get that overall relief. And like the lady had mentioned too, what was her final process, or what is she doing now, or how did you progress to where, okay, she's on her own, or what she's doing?
Yeah, she's on her own. I don't see her that much anymore. Would like to see her more, just because it feels good, but she really, you know, she at a point, she was seeing results, and that really breeds enthusiasm, and then, you know, it became, okay, she's not working through her lunch. Now, of her own accord, she's getting out and she's walking around the building at lunch,
fantastic.
You know, and she's putting, and now then it's on the weekends, it's going for the bike ride with the husband or the hike or the whatever. And it was that whole process of she was stuck in her, at her editing bay every day, all day long.
24/7.
And there was just so little blood flow. And the hardest step was to get her to break away from this routine she was in, but this routine she was in wasn't serving her. So
that was her habit, though. That's what
that
was, her routine.
And she
habit.
Started creating new habits for herself eventually that
she saw her life change.
Became a healthy balance in her life.
Fantastic. How's your attitude when you started seeing her less often? How'd her attitude change?
It was great, and it was, you know.
How'd her mood go?
Yeah. Well, she was in a much better mood because when I met her, she was in real dire straits. She was in pain all the time. She was concerned about her career because she knew.
So the anxiety part of it, too.
It was gone.
Huge. That's fantastic.
Now she was really at her best during the day to do her best work as well, you know.
Well, and that's the job, and same thing with me, too. Get people better so they don't have to see me as much. You know, that's the biggest thing. Form those habits so they can keep it on their own unconsciously the way they sit. Her getting up once an hour, or at lunchtime going for a walk on the weekends, bike ride on the weekends too. You form those. That's my biggest congratulations. I've done a good job. Pat on the shoulders, because now they've changed their lifestyle to make their lifestyle healthy. So they feel good. They stay healthy internally also too. So the whole quality of life increases with them and the people around them. If you're sick, tired, injured, people are only going to go like, oh, that's nice, because they're going to be grouchy the whole time. Get yourself healthy so it helps not only you, but also people around you too. That helps everybody in your environment, be work or at home. All right. Ross, too, with what you do, you built up a great business. What you mentioned too with getting massage therapists in here, what's your best clientele right now that you focus on so you see their best, I guess, overall benefit from what you do?
My favorite is being in the workplace. You know, companies that have, that are really, they want a healthy, vibrant, hardworking workforce. They want people to be thriving. So they have a good employee wellness program, something like that.
Fantastic.
Because that is the inroad. We come in, we're part of that. We're doing chair massage, which is these quick little massages, right? Obviously, table work, a lot more technique, a lot more deep work you can do. But getting them in the chair, getting them to understand like, oh, wow, that doesn't hurt so much anymore. That feels much better. We're talking about little things like, oh, you know, for guys, one of my favorite is if I see that wallet in the back pocket, I'm like, you've got to take the wallet out of the back pocket because you're tweaking your pelvis.
When you're sitting.
Yeah. You're going to create all kinds of problems in the lumbar. You give them a little piece of advice like that. That's something they can take away. It didn't cost them anything, and it can really change things for them. And that starts the process. And eventually, when we go into offices, we build those relationships and we start helping them to see real results, they will then eventually become table clients, and then we can do even better work.
Well, at that point, they see the benefit. Okay, if I'm focused on my computer all alone, get my work done every day, what can I do in my own workstation while I'm working to get myself a little bit healthier? And by working on them too, they go, okay, this is a benefit. Long term, their body's going to stay healthier by maintaining that from 15 minutes to an hour massage, for example, a couple times a week, a couple times a month, so the overall body stays healthy. With doing nothing, people, when you get a massage, how much work do you have to do? Zero. Ross does all the work.
Which is funny,
it's
hard for some people to not work. We actually have to work at getting people to let go. I'll like on a table massage and I'll lift a client's arm up and then let go of it and it'll just stay there.
Yeah.
Because they are so on all the time, they have forgotten how to relax and let the arm go limp. You have to really work at it to get them to see that, like, oh, I'm holding all the time.
To let it go to you versus let them kind of focus on staying tight the whole time.
Exactly. And then they start to see, oh, they turn that focus in a little bit and they realize, oh, I'm holding all the time. No wonder everything hurts all the time.
Well, it's amazing that when they realize that, okay, when they shut that down a little bit, how much more energy you get back when you reboot. That's huge. When you fall asleep and wake up like, I'm tired, exhausted, your mind never rested. With Ross and with the softness that I found myself personally, get your body to get to a deeper level of relaxation. So when you sleep that way, you wake up a lot more recharged. Your battery goes a lot bigger. From a table massage too, like you'd mentioned, how do people respond once they get a massage over a period of time? How do they leave the table, leave your service? What do you want them to feel when they leave?
I want them to obviously feel relaxed, to feel more centered and balanced, calm. Those are a lot of the big results that we tend to have. People are they're so used to, on a mental level,
that's huge.
They're so used to a million things going in their head over and over again. And somewhere along the process, it's kind of a meditation, they start to let go of all those things that were running around. And some people it's right away, and some people it takes a long time for them to slip into the present moment. And when they've slipped into the present moment, then I feel like, oh, we really gained something here for them. And in the long term, it really is about rehabbing tissue so that this problem that was a problem, like frozen shoulder, frozen shoulder all the time.
Yes,
but if we just start to address the obvious muscles in play and then the non-obvious muscles in play, like the stuff that's hidden under the scapula, you know, that people would never think about. As soon as you get there, like, oh my goodness.
What is that?
Yeah.
The tumor underneath your shoulder blade.
It's
muscle
tissue.
It's
just muscle that's rock hard.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things can be reversed, you know, and when it's not an issue anymore, and we can move on to something else, or they're just getting massaged because it just feels good. That's the ultimate end result.
And once they feel good, like that's what I do with my massage, if you're able to go away from that, go, okay, now whatever I had sore beforehand is not sore, I can do more, I can be more productive, I can be more energized for one too. One thing I've dealt with massage too, and people have asked me with chiropractic, how do you deal with fibromyalgia or trigger points or things like that? That people come sometimes to my office and go, you know what, you have it, but this condition of overall health. People don't realize if given, now they're on medication for fibromyalgia, or what's the other one, the other term for that too, myofascial, the other term for fibromyalgia, a lot of trigger point therapy too that helps out. What's the other term on that one? Remember?
Do you mean like the Rolfing techniques or?
More of just when someone has a lot of trigger points in their body, they're told medically, hey, look, you're gonna have a lot of problems, maybe some stretching at home, but realize you might have some nerve issues, secondary issues to associate chiropractic. I see them and go, yeah, you have nerve issues, but your muscles are so tense, so tight, let's work on that also. So how do you work with someone that has fibromyalgia or something like that?
It's the same as any massage, really.
You are
reading the client, and this is, okay, this client needs a ton of work, but they can only accept this much work to start with.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
It may be some very gentle tissue manipulations and some stretching, opening some things up. You've got to take it at the pace of that particular individual. And that really is for every massage, but especially in a case like that where they're already hypersensitive to things. Because if you get in there and you're like, oh, this is really dense tissue, we got to work hard. They are going to tighten up to protect themselves. It's going to hurt terribly, and they're never coming back. So you're never going to get a chance to, next time, do a little bit more work, and the next time a little bit more work, you know? As that inflammation starts to come down, there's less impingement on the nerves in general, they're not quite so hypersensitive.
Yeah.
It's just moving in increments in the right direction. But you got to start, like, almost, with some clients, especially with the fibromyalgia, almost doing nothing, almost. It's almost like just getting them comfortable with contact. because they're just so,
so sensitive.
Yeah.
And their nerves aren't going to do that because they're trying to protect itself, protect their own body. So with by doing something like that and other medical conditions too, you're actually reading them and working with what they're giving back to you, their feedback.
That, I think, is the most important part of massage therapy for any therapist, is being able to read the client. You may know lots of different modalities and techniques, and your structural kinesiology and all of that is excellent. You can recall all the names of all the muscles in the body.
You
know,
really well in school. Your grades are phenomenal.
You're an amazing massage therapist out of a book.
Yeah,
graduate. But you have to be able to read the client. Sometimes a client comes in and I can read them so well that I realize this person, they're just ready to pop. So while I'm setting up, I'll just ask a couple of open-ended questions and step back and give them space.
Yep.
And then it just starts to come. And really what they really needed was that pressure relief of somebody just listening to what they had to say, letting them get it off their chest. Now you've cleared away so much that now we can do some massage work.
So if someone's upset or angry or frustrated, does it make their muscles tense up more?
There's always a physical reaction to their mental emotional state.
You know, I dislike and loathe the word always and never, but in this sense, it does work in this sense. This exception to the rule.
In my experience, I have not run into a situation where someone did not have a physical reaction to their mental emotional state.
It's huge. And I guess when you break that down to them and get them to relax at that one level, the other part's a lot easier for them to understand and accept. Huge.
Absolutely.
So, and you go to a massage place because you want to get an hour of massage here because you paid a package for one too. You may get, because you read on these blogs too, you may get Sally one day and Joe the next day and Mary day three and then some other guy too. You may love Mary, but the other ones are like, oh, they're okay. But realize you're going to a facility. You're going to a clinic per se where you don't know what you're going to get. So realize unless you really can get to someone every time, you're going to have to repeat your story every time. Like, I go to a doctor's office, right? I took my grandma a couple years ago. The residents came in about five times in 2 hours, and everyone wanted the whole story again. Nurses rolling their eyes because she just said this. So realize by having someone who's personal and professional, obviously been this for many, many moons, you're getting someone where you don't have to repeat your story the whole time. They understand who you are. They understand where you came in last time. Understand that. That's a higher quality massage. And by higher quality, meaning you get more benefit out. Now, even with the corporate stuff too,
absolutely,
getting someone in there with experience that knows they've done this for many, many years. Again, the experience is huge. Understand how to read someone within 2 minutes. Okay, how to change your workstation. How to help them sit up better. How to get them to someone to relax in a very quick period of time so you get the overall benefit in that short window in a corporate massage in a corporate office. All right.
Good. Yeah, if you have a therapist that you like their work, build that relationship. Ask for them. Wait until you can get them again. The more they've worked on you, the more they know about you, the better they can focus the work. You're going to get better work. They're able to do better work. I know some of my clients so well that, like, you know, I'll ask, what'd you do this weekend? And, oh, he went out on his boat.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know quadratus laborum, we're going to be working there. And, oh, the IT band is going to be, because I've gotten to know the clients so well, and that is... I mean, it sounds like a no-brainer. It's obvious, but...
Well, when you know someone that well, you know everyone's... Because the basic thing, everyone's body is different anatomically, physiologically, muscle structure, everything. So by knowing Joe comes in with this, you know what Joe needs off the bat. And if he has something else, he'll tell you what he needs beyond it. Because he has that trust.
All massage work should be custom to every client.
Oh, amazing.
I have worked in some facilities that shall be... remain nameless, that I've literally had the conversation with them. We need to know that every therapist in every treatment room is doing the exact same massage on every therapy. They're trying to squeeze massage therapy into a business model that it does not belong in. It's completely counterintuitive to the work. So your therapist should be getting to know you and pulling from all the different modalities. Well, you booked a Swedish, but... that shiatsu technique would really serve the client right here. The therapist has to have the latitude to do their best work.
So the business has to accommodate the therapist, not the other way around.
The clock should never be...
That's awesome.
Should never be determining what's going on in the massage.
And that's exactly how when you take the art form, you take a therapist that really wants to do the best for the client doesn't know what they need. They've heard shiatsu worked for his friend Fred. Well, I think it's probably going to be a girl versus a guy. Let's say Freddie, whatever. At that point, they said shiatsu works, I'm going to try that. They have no clue. Most people have no idea. Mm-hmm. So do what's best. I walk in and go, what do you think today? What should I get? I have this, this, this. That's the best way to approach a massage therapist versus, hey, I paid $40 for this. I want to get this today. Because you have no idea. You don't know your body structure. I mean, some people may. When you come in looking for help, get the help you want. When you come into an office, for example, mine, tell them exactly what you want. You've had someone like, great, I'll give you that. If it works, great. It's not my concern. So realize, trust your therapist. They're artists. They've done this for a living. And by doing that, their philosophy will dictate how to treat you. Like as a chiropractor, how do you diagnose someone? Give them information and look at the picture, and then you make the best thing for the patient. That makes me accountable as a chiropractor and Ross too as a therapist to give them the best work. Give us a chance to do our best work. Give us that window we can actually do our best work. Does that kind of make sense?
I just throw makes sense out to me, absolutely.
That's my soapbox for the day. Dang it. And Ross, anything to add? What's the best way to contact you, reach you, like more Facebook, more Yelp,
you
more
can
your
go
website?
On the Facebook page, Back to Work On-Site Massage, or the website is backtoworkmassage.com. There's a brief video there that kind of explains what we do. But if you have any questions about massage at all, let me know, because I love that interaction. I love to be able to answer things, even if you're not going to become a client, if I can still...
Huge.
Help you to, you know, help answer that question for you. Of course, I would love to.
Well, and realize you're not just located just in Rancho Cucamonga. Where else are you able to do massage?
Right. Booking is offices in Rancho Cucamonga, yes. But we do massage in 40 cities around the country right now.
Fantastic. So on the website, it has that information where to what cities you do.
I haven't put what cities because it's always changing.
Okay.
You know, we're getting calls all the time for, we need you in this city, that city. We have a client that does cheerleading camps. And so every year there's a different city. There's the cities they were in last year, and then they always add a couple more cities. So that's
awesome.
Always expanding. And we come in and we work on their staff of about 70 instructors that are teaching all the...
Painful.
So from week to week, that number of cities changes.
So the best way to do, I think, it, is I'm going to put on the other video, this one, the live video, and also the edited video, is Ross's number, also phone number. Like he mentioned, just call him. Okay, you can call anytime, 24/7, 3 in the morning?
Yes.
Okay?
Call me anytime.
Okay.
Not guaranteed I'm picking up.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick up myself either. Mine's not airplane mode by then.
It's with regards to the city, if you're doing an event or you want massage in a particular city, call me. With a little bit of lead time, I can find the best therapist in your local area. That's really what has become the main thing that I do, is as we're expanding further and further out, is to find the therapist that, like, oh yeah, that person is excellent. They really know what they're doing, and they're at the top of their game. That's somebody I would get a massage from.
And that's
who I find for my...
So by calling you directly, you can get the information from that and or the website information too. But talking to you what they want, what they need, you can find a therapist in those areas and go, okay, look, this window, I have this one here, I have this one here. And you'll find out if they're credible or not, because it's a reflection of you. It's all comes down to.
Exactly.
It's always that. And that's hard for me to do it myself as a chiropractor. But for you, you have that experience, you have that time, you work in 40 cities, or you work on, what are the big companies you work with right now?
Kaiser Hospitals, we've been doing a lot for. We do some work in the entertainment industry with, right now, we're doing a lot of work for Open Road Entertainment, which if you've seen a lot of, they do a lot of the movie trailers and things like that.
Okay.
So, now I'm going to know. We've worked for Southwest, for AAA, DoubleTree Hotels.
Okay.
I'm just drawing a blank
now.
That's
all
right.
That's
clients. But we're about to do our eighth year for the California Primary Care Association, and we just booked for Chicago coming up next year for Magnet Schools of America.
Oh gosh, so you're growing.
Yes.
Good for you. Good for you. Because you have the system in play, which ironically is a system of once let the therapist do their job.
Find the quality therapist, set it up, make sure all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and then just let them do what they know how to do best.
That's all it is. And when you trust your therapist, it gives you the ability to get the best benefit from that too. Maybe that one event and or care to someone you know locally or someone you can actually trust.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Ross, anything else?
That's it, I think.
We get all information of what he does, and I'll have my stuff at the end too because it's my show, Quick Spine Show. But overall, realize with Ross, we'll do more videos in the future. Keep yourself healthy. Cause motion yourself or be lazy and get a massage with Ross's company. So overall, you can be helped. All right? So hope you enjoyed this video. We'll see you again down the line and have a great day. That's all it is.
All right. Hope you enjoyed the interview and realize with massage, it's a lazy way to get yourself healthy. What I mean by that in a humorous standpoint is someone else is doing the work for you. But realize with massage, it's only one step, like Ross had mentioned too. You have to change your lifestyle over time. So maybe your work environment, your home environment, your driving, whatever it might be, you improve your posture, improve your stretching, improve your working out. And also, like you talked about, improve your diet. So your overall health gets better, okay? Hope you enjoyed this interview. Realize in the show notes, I'm gonna give you all of Ross's, could always connect with him and contact him. So get involved. I mean, realize with Ross, he does corporate events. He does this events too. Not only you, but also people around you. You need to understand how to pick the right massage therapist. The overall body gets healthier and you stay healthy, okay? You can connect to my things too again. You realize a lot of what we do with these podcasts is get you to understand these little things you can do at home and with therapists, get your body healthy so you stay healthy. You form those habits and maintain a healthy, simple lifestyle, right? Hope you enjoy this. We'll see you next episode and have a great day.
And lastly, guys and girls, thank you for all the comments and feedback on our Crooked Spine Facebook, on our YouTube channel, and also on our website too. We appreciate all the comments. Helps me understand what you guys want to listen to and how I can improve my podcast. Again, it's very, very rough. I'm just getting things started, so I apologize. I've been doing this for a long, long time, so I love your feedback, especially your pros out there. I really looked at my stuff even on Instagram to DM me, hey, do this equipment. So I appreciate that. And again, thank you for all the feedback. Again, we'll see you next episode.